Okay. Hi, hello, good morning. I am Dr. Miriam Smith, the host for Empowering New Nurses. This morning is beautiful. I am looking at the outside and it's just gorgeous. It's a great day to be alive. Eyes to see, senses intact. And I must share with you something that happened to me yesterday. Yesterday there was a school reunion, and I met high school, I would say high school classmates for more than 40 years. The person recognized me, and I recognized him. Then I saw other high school classmates and college classmates. Oh my, you can just imagine. And guess what? We were friends, but there was some disconnection. It was just amazing. It was just wonderful. I can't even find words, any adjectives right now to describe that type of feeling that I experienced yesterday. And guess what? Today, they're having a banquet. And without any hesitation or any sort of thinking about it, I definitely will be there. I bought my tickets, and two other friends will be coming with me. And we're just sharing. We're just so happy. Isn't it great to be alive and to be sharing in some goodies? Because there are some sad things around us, but let's embrace the positive ones and share in the condolences of others. But right at this moment, it's a happy moment for me. And let me hope you'll find something very interesting and outstanding today as I talk a little on grieving, because yesterday we got bad news that one of our friends' husband was missing, and they found the body yesterday, and that can be sad. So I just switch a little because I'm going to read something from my book, Nurse, The Guide to Empowering New Nurses, in the delivery of high quality care to all patients. And as it would be said, in the midst of life is death. So at this moment, I know there are many who are grieving. And so we just want to encourage you to be strong and remember that you're not alone. Apart from the Lord, there are others who care about you and will support you in these times when the loss, the pain is so intense. So I'll read just a short, I'll say maybe a paragraph from my book on page 55 in section 2, where it says, as a nurse, you'll find that you can't avoid personal feelings, which, when compounded with those of your patients and their families, can be extremely painful and overwhelming. When, as will surely happen, one or more of your patients has an unfortunate outcome or dies. However, we nurses are expected to use the best coping mechanisms we know to offer comfort to family members who are grieving, as we too may also grieve. We have to be able to reach out for and make referrals to support groups that can help manage and cope with feelings in times of crisis and urgent situation that warrants extra support. So I just wanted to bear in mind that it just doesn't happen like this. Not every time your support alone is enough. There are experts in the area, and you might just have to make some referrals. Make some referrals so that more help can be given and support. I experienced that on May 6, 2022, when my mom passed, She was the matriarch of the family and the community. And in this person, in whose memory I've created this book, my mom. And yesterday, I had mixed feeling at one point because my classmate, who reminded me that she used to come to our home at intervals in high school and in college, stopped by at, my mom was so always affectionate and be helpful and sharing. And I felt it yesterday. So there are times when, although the many years might have passed, there's some reflection, there's some sentiment, there's something that reminds you of that individual, and that's okay. But we want you to be able to cope. And so take the support when it's offered. Take the support when it's offered. So those are my words to you today with death, with coping with grief and loss. It is real. But remember, if you need help, accept the help. Reach out and accept the help. And when help is offered, receive it gladly. I know we're individuals and everybody copes differently, but there are times and there are signs that extra help might be needed in certain situations. So take the help and it's offered to you. Be blessed. Now, how can you connect with me? On YouTube, it's Miriam Amanda Smith. I want you to just take your mouse. I want to just click your button and subscribe. If there are any other topics you'd like us to talk about, my young nurse, my senior nurse, and I continue to have different health professionals, apart from the seniors, come on at intervals. Occupational therapists, physical therapists, a doctor in different areas. Occupational therapists, and many more. And if you would like to come on and share your experience, remember, there are more than 8 billion people in the world, and your story need to be told so that it can inspire someone who has an aspiration to become, an aspiration to have a dream that can be materialized. Remember, the capabilities within you, if you should use them, you've been literally astounded. And this is a paraphrase of Thomas Edison. So use your talents, develop your talents, reach out. There's someone who needs to hear your story. Be blessed.